Thank you so much for joining us on WDKOK Sunrise. Rob Setter, our fabulous producer, he's taking good care of us, so we very much appreciate his help and hard work. In the studio, Caleb Schwartz is here. He helps with spiritual formation at the Christ Wesleyan Church in Milton, so he's had an opportunity to really help thousands of people over the years, and he's working on their upcoming Art of Leadership Conference. So welcome aboard, Caleb.
Thank you, Mark.
I really do appreciate you coming in. This church up there, just a little church on the corner, and I'll tell you what, you're changing the lives. You say with the water well campaign that we talked about with Arlie Davis, as you're really digging into some fundraising work for water wells, so to speak. Tens of thousands of people to eventually benefit from that effort?
That's correct, yeah. Somewhere around the 20,000 to 30,000 mark with several different communities over in Africa specifically this season. And, you know, we just really feel it's important to invest in our local community, but also our global community. So that's just the heart of the people that we work with.
We'll go to CWC.life to see more about that, but I was glad to hear that that was successful. Well, now you're trying to raise up local leaders, probably in a spiritual and morally character-driven way.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we can all agree that within just business and within service organizations, we want to maintain...
How about politics?
Yeah, absolutely. If we could teach them a couple of things, we'd all benefit. But really, I mean, leadership is a universal principle, and we just want to better equip our local community leaders. It's going to be just factors and information from all across the board, service industries, manufacturing industries, and we really just hope to help equip and connect. A big part of what we want to do with the Art of Leadership is provide a networking opportunity for our local leaders to get to meet face-to-face and spend a little time together. We think that that's really an important factor as we continue to move more to digital platforms for receiving education and ongoing training. So it's just a small local opportunity to meet with other leaders and hear from some world-renowned folks really on what you can do to improve your best practices of leadership.
This is March 27th, the Art of Leadership Conference, $29 for individuals to go. Tell us the list of people that you have scheduled for this conference coming up.
Yeah, we are particularly excited this year. Of course, we've always given some time to Pastor Arlie Davis, who's our lead pastor. He's been leading Christ Wesleyan for 35 years and has grown the church from just over 100 to what it is today, which is fairly large. And he has demonstrated over his tenure that he's got an incredible ability to lead. And so we'll hear from him, and he's going to be talking about the different generations that we serve nowadays. There's actively six generations that are a part of our clientele or workforce right now that we are serving, and they're so different in their character and makeup. How do we as leaders communicate the best across all these different generations, because they expect different forms of communication. So he's going to be leading us through understanding the different generations that we work with. Following that, we'll have Coach Dan Wernsberger from Bucknell University. He's the head wrestling coach there. We're excited to hear from him really how the realm of athletics has taught him principles and leadership, just leadership tips and tricks for influencing a team through communication, how that translates over into the workforce and working with clientele as well. He's actually done a tremendous job as their head coach, and before that was at Bloomsburg University and led a very winning team over there as well. Following that, we'll have Dr. Jack Schaefer, a retired FBI agent, who's going to be talking about influencing people through nonverbal communication. His job within the FBI was interrogation, and so he has learned how to read and understand body language and also to present yourself in a way that is disarming and is just easier to get along with and easier to understand, to read. So he has been teaching now for a number of years on how to use personal inner communication to do that. Mike and Sue Strickler from Life Leadership will be discussing really personality types, because we know there are as many personalities as there are faces in our world, and so how to deal with that within business. And then finally, Luis Cogden of Thriving Launch, who's going to be talking a lot about digital platforms. As I had mentioned, so much of our communication and our business is going online now. And so the opportunity to utilize those tools, those digital tools, to form relationships and continue relationships with both your clientele and employees.
Well, we got a sort of, I'm going to call it sort of a bittersweet situation around here locally. We have to really kind of look and go out from things that are just in plain sight. You have to kind of dig to find out where there's good leadership training around here, mm-hmm. where there's good mm-hmm. help, where the good business go-to people are mm-hmm. around here, or just any field, not just business, but church leadership or mm-hmm. whatever it happens to be. But we know that we have things like the Bucknell Small Business Development Center mm-hmm. and a number of things at Bucknell University. And so here, this is just a stellar opportunity to get really some of the quintessential leaders around here in plain sight locally. Set aside a Friday, $30, you get in the door, mm-hmm. and that includes your meals.
That's correct, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so this is really a rare bird that you get to do this locally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and really, you know, our goal with it is we're really just trying to help make good training, good leadership development accessible. That's our goal. So we're trying to complement what the community is already doing, like you said, Bucknell Small Business Organization, as well as what the Chamber of Commerce is offering through their leadership development. And this is just another opportunity that we hope fits your schedule and your needs.
All right. And the coronavirus is having an impact on some things around here, but at this moment, really no impact. You're going to be probably below that 5,000 level that
yes.
Is the mass gathering
correct.
Situation. And these are individuals who, you know, are safe and clean and good to go, and they're mm-hmm. going to be presenting, but they are going to be there in person. So,
mm-hmm.
And of course, you're going to, whatever the best practice is as this approach, you'll be observing this. But at this moment, this is still on. So this would be a great opportunity for people.
That's correct, yeah. And we're taking every precaution, but at this point, we really feel that it's in the best interest of those we serve to continue with the event.
Well, and you have alluded to it, but why, if I think of a church on the corner spreading the gospel, spreading the good news, that's mm-hmm. that's it, saving souls, I guess, and enriching individuals and inspiring people who are members or mm-hmm. who are Christians is the goal of a church. How does that coincide with leadership? Dig into that a little bit farther.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, good leadership only serves to benefit our community, those that we serve, those that we work with. And leadership is a very practical way that we can equip not only our, you know, people that are a part of our church, but our community, like I said earlier, with the ability to really enhance the experience of those that we serve. So we have a huge focus on serving within our team, within our church, and we just want to help equip people to do that at the highest level.
All right, and these folks that are going to be at this are going to talk about what they have learned and what they know and what they can pass on, but they are also going to talk about what they have done, how they've turned it around, how they've been in the community, and sort of how sort of their outreach is.
That's correct, yeah.
Part of their shtick, for lack of a better phrase.
Yeah, and, you know, this is really for anybody. Anybody that's a small business leader, maybe you're in a larger organization, you might be a manager, or you're just an entry-level employee that's looking maybe to grow into leadership. We really want to make this applicable to all walks. And so that's really our hope, is that everybody will find something of benefit and value when they come.
Right, and you are not restricting this and you to people who just have a strong faith or any faith or mm-hmm. any level of faith. This is absolutely positively open to everybody, and you're not going to be bonking over people over the head with a Christian mallet while you're there either.
No, not at all. I would think everybody would find it a comfortable place to spend the day. That's really our hope and our drive. Again, this will feel very much like a conference run by any other organization. Really, again, the goal is to talk about leadership and its place within our roles as leaders. And I think really anybody would feel comfortable attending.
Yeah. Right. But on the other hand, when you go up to Christ Wesleyan, if you don't sense the spirit in that building, in the place, and the progress, and the conversation with God that's underway, then check your pulse real quick, because honestly, I just think it's a great place to visit. It's an inspiring place, and everybody generally leaves feeling better after that. Make a pitch for folks to go. We're just about out of time, but please make a pitch for folks to attend the Art of Leadership Conference that's coming up.
Absolutely. So if by attending the Art of Leadership, you're really going to gain the knowledge base on how to influence through communication. That is our focus this year. And so it's an incredible value, and it's a one-day event where you're going to get to rub shoulders with other leaders in the community and really leave emboldened and empowered to shape the course ahead for your community and your organization, as well as help to equip and raise up leaders within your organization. That is our goal, and we're certain that you'll have a wonderful experience as you attend.
March 27th, $29. It's at the Christ Wesleyan Church, which is just off Broadway in Milton.
Yep, Milton campus. Mm-hmm.
CWC Life is their website, mm-hmm. and please avail yourself of this, folks. I've been to a lot of good leadership conferences and continuing education events, and it's you're going to be better off for it. Thank you so much, Caleb. Thanks for coming,
Mark.
In.
Yeah.
Caleb Schwartz helps with spiritual formation up at Christ Wesleyan Church in Milton, and he's helping to coordinate and doing the outreach for the upcoming Art of Leadership Conference.